It's the shortlist with Jake and Amy.
We have to share a mic, so we're way closer than we normally would any other time of any other day ever.
And Amy's going, do-do-do-do.
Yep. What do you guys think of the theme song? Real opinions. You can't just say it's good because of your song.
It's catchy. I love it because it stays with me. I always know what it is.
It's way Jake and Amy.
Yeah.
Amy doesn't like it very much.
Hi, my name's Amy. I'll tell you my opinion now. I didn't know that my husband was recording me. So that's that. It's fine. It is what it is. What episode are we on?
I actually don't know.
16, I think.
16?
Sweet.
No, no, no. We decided because we missed a week. Get that out of the way. We missed a week.
Your sideburn looks weird. Okay, sorry. We're sitting really close.
That this is now season two.
We're not just missing one episode and now we're suddenly in season two. Okay, so we're still in season one, episode 16.
Okay.
Yep.
If that's correct. I don't even know.
So you didn't take a summer break?
No.
Okay.
We did, however, spend one whole week with our mom and dad.
A whole week.
And that's who's with us now. These other voices. Quinn and Shirley Van Papagem are back.
They're back.
Disclaimer, we are sorry about any offending we did this week.
Oh my gosh. 0% offending.
At your house.
You know, Sarah did talk to me in confidence. She was really upset about that time you didn't throw the toy for her.
Right. Well, you know, when people say they want to come and visit, they don't usually do it for a whole week.
Yes, I do. We love you. You're moving in. And we get the best rating, so you're on every podcast from now on. Yeah. We're going to get closer to our mark of affording coffee.
Let's see. You guys have been here since Wednesday.
Technically.
Technically. Mm-hmm.
Technically.
They got in Tuesday night at midnight in Boston, and we drove down and picked them up. And
now it is Sunday.
Right.
Yeah, so you guys got to spend the 4th of July in Portland, Maine.
Mm. Yeah, talk about that. Tell us about your 4th of July.
Well, the evening was the highlight. The day was great. But the evening, we went out to The Black Point Inn, which is just an amazing, awesome old building. Mm-hmm. It was 150 years old?
Yeah, almost.
Oh, 140. They were celebrating 140, right? Their 140th season. Yeah.
141st season, but who's counting?
Wonderful place with hotel rooms and a restaurant.
Overlooking the ocean.
I thought you said, I auto-corrected you saying hotel rooms to restrooms. Got all the amenities. Restrooms, doors.
Yeah. There's even a deck on the restroom, yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So when we walked in, we thought, oh man, wouldn't it be cool if we could sit right out there where this perfect little balcony was with wicker chairs. And we said, yeah, but we probably can't because it'll cost too much money. We'll have to spend $200 on dinner to get to sit there. But no, they sent us right out there and we had appetizers and adult beverages.
It was so good. Mm-hmm. It was fun. Beautiful.
You know,
watched fireworks.
Yeah, but that was, I think, we didn't see one fireworks show, like one big professional fireworks show. We saw like 10 amateur fireworks shows across the bay, which was really cool.
We did see Old Orchard across the ocean. I mean, it was really from afar. But it was, that thing was continuous for a long time.
It sounded like if you turned a cannon into a machine gun.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dun, 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 dun.
Mm-hmm.
For like 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It was impressive.
Yeah, so that was fun.
That was really fun.
What else have you enjoyed about your trip?
The food.
Oh, we've had lots of good food.
Awesome food.
Mm. Lobster rolls, crab rolls, shrimp rolls.
Lots of rolling.
Many rolls.
And now we have rolls.
Now we all have rolls.
Portland, Maine, the city of rolls.
We did learn it was voted the number one food city
by Bon Appetit magazine in 2018.
Oh,
that'd be my dream job, to work for a magazine like that.
Just go try food.
Not even necessarily that, but to write about food, I think that would be amazing.
Yeah.
So indeed. If anyone knows anyone, just kidding. I love my job. I really do. Sorry. Yeah, so lots of food. What else did we have? Oh, we had ice cream. I feel like we're missing something. Oh,
we had lots of coffee at what's your coffees. Favorite little...
Oh, Roots in Westbrook. Roots. That was fun.
That was really nice.
Just kind of did...
Lots of downtown shopping.
Yeah.
Touristy things.
The duck napping.
And the duck boat.
The duck boat tour. That was...
amazing.
It was so fun. And we kind of got the whole experience because it downpoured.
Yeah.
Halfway through.
Main weather.
And they have to... So for those unfamiliar, a duck boat... It goes on land and sea. So you drive around this big bus.
Historical tour.
A historical tour of Portland. And then you end up like, it just drives right into the bay, basically. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of has to be ready for everything as far as.
Is that recording anything?
Yes, it's recording everything. Okay. Every time the screen moves in Amy.
Like, no, I just don't see like movement, like up and down.
Yeah, you will later.
So main deck boat.
Anyway, it started raining and you kind of have these windows that you zip shut, these kind of clear vinyl windows that zip shut. And it started raining really hard and this woman behind us is like, excuse me, we're getting really wet. And the tour guide had to like run over and like, oh my gosh. The sad part was the woman that raised her hand like was the last person to get her window shut because it started raining so hard he had to shut all the windows. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yep.
But it was good. It was a really fun.
So I think we missed... a few details in the historical commentary because the guy had to stop and take care of all the windows so he didn't get to talk.
Was an awesome thunder and lightning and rainstorm though while we were in the bus.
But then
in the duck boat.
But then the sunset.
Oh yeah, that's true.
And the fog on the water. After the storm had passed.
Yeah, we got some
yesterday's
amazing...
Yesterday's day was like eight days long. Ow, I just got bit.
It's, then there was a second wave of the storm that rolled in, and we got some amazing pictures of this storm front thing.
Yes.
And then we went to the beach, and the mist was, like, incredible. Like, the mist that was coming off the water. And then the mist, like, completely... The fog was completely gone, and then the sunset was just this bright orange for, like...
So now we're selling prints. They are 2 for $25 or 1 for $15. So you just let me know. I got some great shots.
Oh my gosh.
It's actually pretty good pricing.
We were all taking pictures like crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah. And then tomorrow we are heading to Boston because Quinn and Shirley will be flying out of there early Tuesday morning. So you're going to spend the night in Boston, but we'll go down and do some fun stuff during the day.
Yeah, that's cool. Do some historical stuff, get some food.
More food.
Lots of rolls. We're on a roll.
Boston chowder, Boston cream pie, Boston baked beans.
What are the cookies you love in Boston?
Oh, Cookie Monster. That's so good.
Yeah, so maybe we'll have to. I want to go get a cannoli at Mike's.
Is that the place?
In the north end. There's two. There's Mike's, and I forget the other one because I don't go there. I go to Mike's.
Oh. Is it the one that all the old Italian ladies run it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Not that I can remember.
Okay.
But the line will be a little bit, so maybe better get an ice cream while we're waiting.
It's been a good trip, though. It's been good to have you guys here, and mm-hmm. been a good holiday.
You guys have been amazing tour guides. Took, 3 days off just to entertain us, along with the holiday and the weekend days you already had off.
Yeah.
Of course.
So that's pretty amazing.
No, we've had a blast. I think what was it, the first couple of days we all napped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Minus Jake. Tried to nap today, but yeah, it's been really good. Kind of moving. We were saying, you know, sometimes when you have people visiting, you're trying to fit so much in and it's on a schedule almost. But this time I felt like we just kind of moved at our leisure, which was really nice.
It was pretty much we got up and slowly, Amy would go to a bar class. We would maybe go to the gym.
That's not a bar. That's an exercise class.
Yes.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And we would kind of pick one thing that we did that day, like in the early afternoon. And then we'd come home after and nap and kind of rest, then maybe venture out for a second thing after we'd kind of regrouped.
Yeah,
and then
it's awesome.
We'd come home and watch TV together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you started watching Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
So good. We both loved that, didn't we?
Yeah. Fun. Yep. Fun show.
Mom cried.
Every time.
We got mom to cry.
3 episodes and I cried at every single one.
So good.
Yeah. Well, okay. That's a good kind of talk about the trip. But what about things? I've got a thing we can bring up. What? And keep talking about.
What is it?
We talked a lot at dinner tonight about anxiety. Mm-hmm. And just how that affects each of us differently and the reasons behind it and how we cope with it. And it was very different for most of us.
Yeah.
I would say. So this is a really productive conversation. And I just thought, you know, could share our thoughts on mm-hmm. it.
I just had a thought. Who's the guy from the Today Show, I think, or NBC that...
Carson Daly?
Oh, Carson Daly. Oh,
yeah, he did a whole thing. Talk about that a minute.
Well, he talked about his own daily, no pun intended, battles with anxiety in the show. Mm-hmm. Like when he's sitting there ready to go on camera and he has little exercises that he does.
I missed that.
That help him center himself before the camera comes on when he gets anxious and nervous. And he will sometimes squeeze his fists together and hold them and then release that tension. And just some exercises that I don't know if a good friend or a counselor have given him to help him with his anxiety. Mm-hmm. And it really helps. But it's something that, you know, he deals with on a daily basis.
Yeah. I knew he had opened up about that on the show. I watch the Today Show as often as I can. But
we are all kind of Today Show heads.
Yeah. I just didn't know those specifics. Yeah. He's probably struggled with that his whole career, it's I would assume.
Pretty intense.
Yeah. Well, yeah, anxiety is not fun.
Yeah. Well, and there are different reasons for all of it, I think, mm-hmm. that kind of get at the heart of what anybody might be, you know, kind of their struggle. For me, it's approval. I'm very approval seeking. Mm-hmm. And at the heart of it, I'm afraid that somebody will think that I'm bad at something or someone will be disappointed in me or mm-hmm. whatever. The last time that you guys visited, I got really cripplingly anxious for about it was over the course of the trip, but there was one day in particular that it was really, really bad for me. Mm-hmm. And Amy was really the only one in that moment that I talked to about it. But yeah, it's been a lot better this time and having talked
through
it.
Well, just awareness of that, self-awareness, like knowing what that feeling means, even though it sucks and you can't make it go away, but knowing, okay, that's anxiety. And like you said, sitting with it sometimes, and then we all have our own coping skills.
But
yeah, that happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So... And you, Mom, you talked about when you're about to perform, the way that you kind of have to set yourself up mm-hmm. for success by, being in a quiet place and taking a hot bath. And if you're nervous about something, just kind of quieting yourself beforehand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely. I know what to do and what not to do to make it worse. And, only so much of that is within your control is the thing. That's the thing about anxiety. You can't always control the circumstances mm-hmm. around it that make it better or worse, but you can try.
Yeah, that's very true.
And definitely you have to work on the mindset, to not let your body take over.
Yeah. What do you think the kind of motivator is for you? I mean, as far as like what it is deep down that is what is making you nervous or anxious?
Oh, of course, fear of failure or embarrassment. Mm-hmm. When it's performance oriented, I would say that. But I think I also have some of the need to please anxiety that you also have. I don't want to let anybody down. I don't mm-hmm. want to disappoint anybody. I definitely have that. But I have to say over the years that has gotten way better.
A little easier. What about you, Dad?
Actually, I can talk a lot about this, but it's, first of all, I think that a huge majority of what we would consider well-adjusted people experience some forms of anxiety on a regular basis. Call it, whatever you want to call it, a pit in your stomach or, getting ill before a major moment in your life, or feeling getting shaky and things like that. I think it's good that in the last several years that people in the spotlight, so to speak, people of some celebrity have started to talk about it, because I think for many years that was something that was everybody dealt with on their own and didn't talk about.
There was a stigma.
Right. And it was like PTSD is not a new thing. I mean, that's been going on for, maybe hundreds of years.
Yeah.
Finally people are getting some help because people are talking about it. Mm-hmm. But we mentioned before in the earlier podcast we did with you guys that, I've worked with teenagers most of my adult life, and that, helping them cope with nerves, the nerves of performing, and things like that. And, realizing that the first step is, for me anyway, and the way that I coach them is to understand what it does to you. You've gotten nervous before, right? And they'll say, yeah. And I said, okay, well, what does it do to you? And, they'll start talking about, all of the things that happen. And, if you're like a guitarist, for instance, your fingers shake. And if you're a singer, your ability to control your breath becomes tenuous. And it goes to whatever's the most important. And we talk about that and talk about the fact that, you may never grow out of having anxiety, because it will just change as you get older. Mm-hmm. But you do need to pay attention and understand what it does to you, so you recognize the signs and you help prepare yourself for it.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think are those, the things that give you that feeling? Like, what are the motivators for you, like when you get nervous?
Triggers
about something.
I wouldn't call them motivators.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a couple of different things. One is my own, standards I set for myself, mm-hmm. and not wanting to disappoint myself. And I suppose, deep down that comes from my upbringing, and then the other thing is, acceptance from my peer group, my mm-hmm. colleagues and things like that. Those are all triggers for me. Talking about it helps. Mm-hmm. If it's something that is an event in time that's going to, today's Sunday, tomorrow the event's going to happen and it will be over with on Tuesday. sometimes it helps me to think about how I'm going to feel on Tuesday.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. This, for some reason, that reminds me of this like thing I used to do as a kid when we would go on drives, is I would try and think about myself in the future, but like on a drive. So like I'd pick a point, like if we were driving on a straight road and I could see that there was a tree like a half a mile away or something, I'd be like, I wonder what I'm going to be thinking when we get to that tree.
Who are you?
And then I'd get to the tree and I was still thinking about what I would be thinking about.
Of course
about.
You were.
I'm like, I'm still thinking about what I'd be thinking about. And it just would, I would like, and then I'd just pick a new point and it would like trip me out or just entertain me for 40 minutes or something.
Right.
And it's almost similarly like, I wonder what I'm going to feel like after my SATs or some whatever other thing that you're nervous about. Anyway.
Well, you're trying to distract yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I was just listening to Quinn talk. I was...
Well, that's good. It's good that you're listening.
Yeah, that's Thanks, probably hon. Good. Yeah, anytime. No, I was just thinking about, you know, there's professional anxiety and there's social anxiety, and we were talking about that a little bit at dinner. But I was thinking about my cousin Brent, and whenever we are with him, I'm always amazed because he constantly is asking questions, very honest, inquisitive questions of me. Yeah. You know, how do you feel about this? And when do you do this? It's he totally focuses on sincere. Whoever he's, it's very mm-hmm. sincere, and he totally focuses on you. And it really takes effort on my part to turn the conversation around and say, well, what about you? You know, how do you feel? Mm-hmm. And I think about that because I feel like he sets me at ease with that. He's honestly, lovingly interested in whatever I might have to say. Mm. And I bring that up because I think of referring now back to professional anxiety. When I'm anxious about performing or doing something professionally, I realize that it's because I'm too focused in that moment on myself.
Yeah.
And it's not about me, that if I turn my attention and focus on what everybody else needs or is feeling or want, then I become more relaxed because I'm paying attention to them
mm-hmm.
and that not being sense. Somewhat self-centered about it. And I feel like in the social anxiety part of it, with my example of Brent, that you know, he sets people at ease that way.
Yeah. He's like a social leader, and he's not afraid to get the ball rolling on something. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I remember that at grandma's funeral. Listeners, mom's funeral this last
February.
We were at the wake, and he stood up with, you know, I don't think it was even with a microphone, but he just said, you know, can I have your attention? You know, kind of got everybody quieted down and like got the room's attention and said, you know, we wanted to talk about stories about Joan and, you know, if anybody wants to stand up and tell us, and he kind of got the ball rolling on that in the most, it just showed to me similarly because I'd had a lot of experiences with him just asking very, you know, poignant and inquisitive questions to me too, that he was there to make everybody feel at ease and feel okay with what I think was an important part of that wake, which is sharing personal stories with everybody about Grandma Joan. So I don't know if that's, you know, him asking questions of other people as maybe, you know, a mechanism for him to feel more comfortable in that situation.
Yeah, I don't know.
But he does such a good job of making everybody feel included and accepted and welcome.
He's a good listener.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause some people, when they listen, they have to turn around and immediately make it their story instead of just listening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think most people are guilty of that.
Yeah. I know I am for sure.
Well, it's not just you. I think that's really
yeah, it's a easy
very
to do.
Common thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that was my thing.
Well, that was my thing, too.
Was it really?
Yeah.
You too. Oh, boy.
What's your thing, Amy?
I don't know. I don't have
what
a thing.
What is your thing, Amy?
What about you, Dad?
Didn't I already say what my thing?
No, your thing for the week.
My thing, my favorite thing for the week?
Well, just whatever.
You want to talk about that?
There's no rules. We don't have any rules on this podcast.
I really enjoyed this week. I love being in your space,
mm-hmm.
the Jake and Amy space.
It's a beautiful space.
It really is. And, you know, we can talk about, you know, the four walls and the ceiling and the floor and all that, but that's not what I mean. I mean, of course, the space that you've created, the life that you guys have created here and are creating as you go. And it's really, really enjoyable and wonderful to be in it and to experience what that is.
That's really nice of you to say. That's so sweet. I don't even know what to say. We're just happy to have you here. We miss you guys. It's been really fun.
Well, Mom said a while ago that it was really neat for her to see like our workspaces and get to talk to those people and stuff. So, you know, I know that has been an important part of this. The early on in the trip, Mom said that was really important.
So. Well, that makes sense though, right?
You're well, away. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you love somebody, you want to be able to visualize them in their day, you know, and know what that's like. Not to mention loving on our grand dog.
Oh, yeah.
Grand dog, yeah, grand dog.
She's the best doggy.
You know, we've kind of joked about it because we've done this twice now. Last year and this year, we had take your parents to work day, and we went to both of your places of work and met, in some cases, new people, and found them all to be engaging.
And they love both of you.
It was really pretty wonderful that both places, everything stopped when we got there, and they all came out and talked to us and wanted to know things. And that says a lot about what they think of you guys and your relationship with them. And God, that is so important.
Well, that's nice. Thanks. No, I mean, it's kind of one of those things. I mean, I feel lucky to work where I work, and I think, I know Jake does too. It's one of those things. It's like the outside perspective of that, and that's nice to hear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We saw, this isn't how my brain works. Like, we saw fireflies!
No, but that is, I didn't know that they were even here. That was kind of a surprise to me.
Yeah, so Shirley had asked probably Wednesday or Thursday. He said, do you see fireflies around here? And as a kid, I grew up more central Maine, rural, and I saw them all the time. But I felt like we never saw them around here because we're closer to the city and blah, blah, blah. And then we saw the most magical
field
of fireflies.
We were walking the dog and we saw like one or two. And I was like, oh, wow. They really are here. Okay. And I thought that was kind of it. And we walked a little bit further around the corner. And there was this kind of marshy pit field thing in between. And there was just a couple hundred of them.
So yeah, many. They were everywhere. It was like fireworks in that. You know,
it was awesome.
Really awesome. Yeah.
And they're still there.
Yeah, now that's our new goal when we walk the dog. We saw them tonight.
Yeah.
So cool.
It is pretty magical.
I just have to say, Quinn, you look good in your Oxbow Brewing shirt. You got to talk about
this. Yes, yes, yes. Oxbow Brewing. So at Jake and Amy's wedding in August of, what year was that?
2017?
2017, yeah. Wow. Anyway, we met for the first time my second cousin, Jack Van Papegem, who is also the same name as my father. And he works, he's kind of a higher up in the Oxbow Brewing Company.
Here in Portland, Maine. How convenient.
Here in Portland, Maine. And Jake and Amy took us to the brew pub in downtown Portland the other day. And I went up to buy the logo t-shirt, and the guy that met me there, you know, was going through the drill of questions, and he said, well, where are you from? Are you local? And I said, no. And where are you from? And I said, well, I'm from Boise, Idaho. And oh, wow. And I said, do you know Jack that works here? He goes, oh yeah, we all know Jack. And I said, well, he's my cousin. And he just went, wow. And I kind of filled him in on the connection, and he gave me the family discount on the shirt.
He did.
It was just awesome.
Yeah,
it was just a really nice thing to do. And we had great food there and sampled some great beers. And then Jack was able to come out actually a couple of times from working. They were actually bottling that day. And he came out the second time and he asked, well, actually, Jake, I guess you're the one that said, told him that I had really enjoyed the
Black Light.
The Black Light.
Which they just released.
Yeah.
It's a dark ale.
A dark ale, and which dark beers in general are my favorite. And he said, oh, that's great. And he left for a minute and he came back with one of their little four packs and I said, know. Here, take that home. And so
we just got Jack up. Fired.
We should yeah. yeah. Hopefully no. we didn't get Jack fired.
No.
But it was a nice treat. And we got some good family pictures taken. With,
yeah, that was cool to see the three of you together.
With all of us. And
Mom, your phone.
It is.
That was my phone. Sorry. So that was another great experience. And you know, when Jake, you should talk about how you met him and where you met him for the first time.
I met him for the first time at our wedding.
Yeah, we invited right. him. How did yeah. we, remind me how we knew he was in Portland.
I had been, so early days of Facebook, I added him just because it was like the only Van Papegem I had seen on Facebook.
In the world.
Not in the world. But I just, I can't remember exactly. I think I had maybe done a search. And I mean, his name, Jack right. and Jake are so similar. Like, you know, who knows? Yeah. I can't remember exactly. But basically, I had kind of seen updates of him like throughout the years, you know, intermittently. And... Sorry, our theme song just played again in my ears randomly, so it's distracting me. Anyway, and I had seen something right before, as we were like getting ready to come to our wedding, which was out here, about him being in Portland. Like, so I went, you know, I clicked on his profile and it looked like, you know, lives in Portland, Maine. And I was just like, what? And yeah, so I sent him a message, just, you know, asking and clarifying, like, do you live in Portland? Like, are you going to be there around this time? He's like, yeah, I sure do. I had never talked to him.
Yeah, but how cool. And so then we invited him and Meeg to the wedding.
Him and his girlfriend Meeg, and they came.
So nice.
It was, and they brought us a nice, you know, a gift of some Oxbow beer that was really good. And
yeah,
it just was a neat.
And you guys have hung out like once or twice. We went to his birthday celebration.
And it's so interesting. Yeah, and we, it was a surprise birthday thing, kind of an all day thing. We went to a game, and all of his, you know, a lot of his friends were the brewery crew, and you know, a lot of I don't know then, you know, how he knows everybody, but they all just really seemed to genuinely love him.
Yeah,
and that was so neat to see that, like. You know, he's family. Mm-hmm. I don't know him at all, but he's family. Well, and all
I
wouldn't
say you don't know him at all. You're getting to know him.
Right.
I just think it's neat that he's here.
Right. Yeah, so very, very cool. It's been a comforting thing to just even just know that there's another Van Papegem.
Yeah, when you're far away
what
from
what am I, home. Dog me?
I have lots of good family here, so.
Speaking of family, so then we got to have lunch with... Mm.
The Stones.
Mom and Dad Stones.
The family Stones.
Yeah. You guys survived. It only took one drink.
Dick and Rose Stone, and we all met for lunch and had a blast.
And had lunch with Laura.
And Laura, sister Laura. And
yeah.
Didn't get to see Chad or Sam.
No, Chad had to work
Adam.
A lot, and Sam and Adam were in Rhode Island celebrating the... My sister and Adam live in Warren, Rhode Island, outside of Bristol, and they were telling us, that on the 4th of July, the population of Bristol goes from, was it 20?
Right. From 12,000 to...
No, it was more than that. It was like 23,000 to, and it increases by 200,000 people on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
What?
Crazy.
Yeah, so we didn't see them, but yeah, we've got to see quite
that's
a
like,
few people.
That's like the whole metro area of Portland going to... Mm-hmm. Bristol. Well,
Portland's only 70,000.
I know, but like the whole metro area.
Oh, so
like
okay. Not Portland proper.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so, insane.
That is.
Crazy.
So yeah, we've had quite a lot going on.
And how often do your house guests get to sleep in your bed and you, well, the house,
often
the residents of this wonderful place,
the king and the queen,
slept on couches.
We kicked you out to your couches.
So we live in a one bedroom, as I think everyone knows. It's fine. I prefer to sleep on the couch. We have an air mattress.
Yeah, we do, but we've been sleeping like little babies.
So let me ask you this, because Jake really wanted me to set up the air mattress, and I was like, you know, that's too much work. We have two couches. Let's just sleep on the couch. What do you think about the couch?
Oh, I've been comfy as a bumpy on this couch. I have not woken up one time.
No, you have been. I wake up trying to go to bar, and you're just like.
You threw a giant comforter on me this morning. And I was so tired. It was like, I didn't need it. It was making me hot, but I was so tired that I just didn't move and I didn't care.
And it was so nice. The air mattress.
No, hey, look, I will state it publicly on our very popular podcast. You were right.
Woo!
And how have you been sleeping, Amy?
I know Mom doesn't believe me. She's like, you're not sleeping well, because I'm sleeping on like this tiny little love seat, but I'm 5'4 on a good day.
In the morning.
Yeah, it's really.
She's 5'4 with stilts and her knees like hang off the.
No, but truly, I'm super comfortable. And then I snuggle my doggy on her bed in the morning. She hates me. So yeah. That's all I
Indeed.
Got.
Mm. Well.
I need a snack. I gotta go.
Is there anything else that you guys want to talk about?
No, just thanks for having us. Thanks for sharing another podcast with us.
Yeah. It's been a pleasure.
Like we said, we need the ratings.
No, it really has been fun. We love having you on the podcast.
Vote for Jake and Amy.
Yeah.
The short list.
We were sad that we missed it last week. It just wasn't in the cards.
Yeah, last week we were just... I feel like we just had a really long week, and
I mean, part of it was
you had two weddings that weekend too, I believe. Yeah, you did.
No, it was the week before.
It was the week before they came, which was last week.
Yeah, it was last weekend. Yeah.
Oh well, whatever.
Yeah, sweet. So you had two weddings. Yeah, we just had a lot going on. So we're sorry. I know you're all really sad.
Yeah. Long weeks. It'll be a hot... Actually, you guys caught like the hottest days of the year too, I think, so far.
But they were nice.
They were very nice days.
The hottest day of the year on my left arm.
Yeah.
I'm radiating here right now. Jeez.
Of course, we were so glad that you were here. We are glad to kind of get back into the routine, I think, as anybody is, but...
Well, that just sounds bad the way you said that. We're glad to get back into our routine. Wow.
That didn't come out right.
It usually doesn't.
Anyway, this has been fun, guys.
We would be glad to facilitate that by leaving.
I didn't mean it that way, of course. Of course.
Please forgive my husband. He knows not what he does. What is that?
Really thing? Stuck wow. The landing.
What is that? How do you say that?
Yeah, he knows not what he does. They know not
they
what
know
they do.
They know not what they do. That was that was Moses.
I guess.
Or Charlton Heston.
Or, yeah. Well, that is the same person, isn't it?
Okay. I mean.
That should be the subject of the next podcast.
I thought it was Jesus.
Do. You know, how many people think that, you know, Moses is Charlton Heston?
You said the next podcast that we do. That means you assume that we're going to do another podcast with you. That is very...
You said that we do.
Oh, that you
Or that you guys do, or that maybe we will. I don't know.
He said we. Let's rewind the tape. All right.
Keith Carson.
Or how many people thought the president of the NRA looked just like Moses, you know?
It is a religious organization. Anyway.
Okay.
Well, it's been awesome to have you guys here. Amy's already left. She's gone. Amy is
okay.
Done.
Okay. Do 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 do.
Yeah, let's all sing it.
I don't know.
Do 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 do.
It's the short list with Jake and Amy.
Do, 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 do. It's
It's the Short List with Jake and Amy.